More than 94 million people passed through Hartsfield-Jackson in 2013. Spokesman Reese McCraney says the airport brings in $60 billion to the state and about $32 billion to Metro Atlanta.
So all of these things are part and parcel of the same narrative, which is we're able to actually move a lot of passengers and a lot of cargo very efficiently and effectively.
Although Hartsfield is still the top airport, its passenger total last year was down more than 1% compared to 2012. McCraney says one main reason was the merger between AirTran and Southwest.
There were some routes that were consolidated, and because of that, we did see a slight dip. However, our international traffic was up just over 4% over the same time period last year.
But airline analyst Richard Abulafia says it's more than that.
The U.S. market is effectively flat, very, very modest growth, if any, whereas China, of course, is still one of the fastest growth markets in the world, with double-digit growth, and of course, Beijing is going to be the center of that for many reasons.
Beijing's airport is the second busiest. It's closing the gap with Hartsfield, but Abulafia says it's tough to definitively say if it'll ever take the top spot.
It might. You know, there's a very good chance of it, but there are just so many variables.
And that includes an apparent boost in passengers at Hartsfield, according to McCraney.
We have projections that show that we're going to experience a 1.5% growth just in the first 6 months of 2014, and we also think that trajectory will keep us through to the end of 2014 and into 2015 as well.
Hartsfield was the only airport in the top 10 that saw a drop in its travelers. John Lawrence, WABE News.